You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Peace family, is 19 Keys. It's the most dangerous podcast in the world. Make sure y'all tap in for some war room, some high-level conversation, and keys to be able to unlock and stimulate that guy within. Tap in. This episode is brought to you by Infinite Wealth Strategies. Infinite Wealth Strategy is a course that I created for all those who want to tap into everything blockchain, also for those who want to be a part of a community that is growing and learning together. We go from everything from the metaverse, cryptocurrency, tokenomics, non-fungible tokens known as NFTs, ways to understand decentralized finance and learning how to utilize it. Also things just from learning 3 to 4 week book strategies and how to become an author, how to set up trust, how to move private, right? We have weekly classes on masculinity, femininity, spirituality. There's so much that's involved in it, but once you tap into the Infinite Wealth Strategies, you become a strategist on how you can produce wealth for your future. Come and learn financial literacy, how to put together a portfolio, or just come and learn how to earn cryptocurrency so you can start making money in a market that's producing millionaires on a daily basis. Tap into Infinite Wealth Strategies and you'll have access to 2022. So all things that you didn't learn this year, you got probably about 2 more months to go ahead and put it all in your head. And this is an all-you-can-learn situation. We're going to charge you one time, and once you're in, the knowledge is yours forever. And it will give you a return on that investment to the day you die.
Infinite Wealth Strategy.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm 19 Keys. Some consider me a thought leader. I consider myself a futurist. I consider myself a designer, brother, a leader in training, a young rich black guy. And those riches stands for knowledge itself, not material wealth. But one thing I want to talk to y'all about today is something I get a question asked about all of the time. And people ask me, how am I able to do the things that I do and speak truth to power? There's an unfortunate stigma in our community when we think about righteousness. We think that it's connected to poverty, right? And when we think about ignorance, unfortunately, nigga shit is more connected to riches. And when we think about wealth, we think about white people. We don't think about our people. And that's an unfortunate situation, because even when I see the young, rich black guys out here in the streets that have built themselves up from a foundation of nothing, when they finally go and accumulate them some sort of money and they build up this beautiful brand, they got to cover it in the brands of the white man. And what do I mean by that? I mean, imagine you go on your journey from having nothing and you get it out your mind completely, 100%, right? You're very inventive, you're innovative, you learn these systems against all odds. And then you finally get a level of success. And in order to prove that you're successful and have real value after building up this brand, you got to go put on some Gucci or some Louis Vuitton so that the people can validate your status of success. Me, I feel like if I even drove in one of them luxury cars, like a Lamborghini, that'd be cheap to my brand. A Ferrari would be cheap to 19 Keys. Why? Because my brand is more powerful than that. I don't need to put on somebody else's thing that they built in order to establish value of who I am. And unfortunately, I see the young guys out here, they're not moving that way. They look like capitalists, right? It's because internally, they don't want to be a young black guy. They want to be just like the white gods. So that's what they fight for. And this doesn't actually have real social impact. This doesn't have any real change when I think about the things that we could be doing to progress our community. What was the point of us getting this money if we not go utilize it in a manner that actually produces change? When I look at the picture sometimes that we take, even with people that's in the same circle as me, and it's like we get together to take a picture so that we can showcase unity to the world, but we can't show a picture of something that we did together. So to me, that's almost like false advertisement, and I'm not about to continue to do that in 2021. Ain't no way. I know brothers that's making $100,000 a month. You understand me? Millions of dollars a month, right? 6 to 7 figure years, and we not collectively pulling together so we can create trust and monopoly so we can have control over industries. A question that consistently arises in my head, man, is who are you and what will you become at the end of this road, right? 25, 33. Nipsey Hussle was 33, Tupac was 25. Very short lives, considerable in the age. But when you think about who they become, and you can live 10 lifetimes, still not have done as much as those men. Still not be cared about when you die, who will remember your name? A wise man once said that when the last person speaks your name, that's when you die. Until then, you immortal. But see, it ain't about your ambitions, the things that you go out there and gain, and the things that you go out there and obtain. It's about who you become. And if you work a life in service to your people and you give value in a manner to where you're righteous, now you're setting yourself up for a legacy. Everybody out here ain't the same. You see one person get a car, you see somebody get their house, you see somebody flash their money, flashing their Rolexes and things of that nature. But who are you though? Because that same person I stand next to with all the material wealth, and then the young guys still want to be like, nah, I'd rather be like Keys because he's standing for something, not just standing in front of something. See, the mind of the young black man has to get back to a revolutionary spirit. We have to get back to a divine commandment. And everybody not willing to do that thing that's going to put their family in a position so we can have true power. When we talk about the wealth standard, why do I got to speak on this? That's because we don't have the standards towards building wealth in our community, unfortunately. But every other community has a way, a criteria to which that they are going to go about building wealth. Ours is just an idea. So we done with ideas. Money is just a skill set. We built up something in 2020 that they didn't even think was possible. And how do we do it? It's because it ain't about us working hard. It ain't about us working smart. It's about the utility of our creativity. See, it ain't about we going through an education system of indoctrination so we can become job seekers. Nah, we go through a system where we teach the young gods how they can become job creators. And that utility of imagination is how they gonna be able to facilitate that, especially in a world where you talking about AI. You understand me? What you gonna do when artificial intelligence is here? See, I say interact with opportunity, don't react to success. And what do I mean by that? When we look at crypto, we look at the Bitcoin, right? Even if we look at this year in March, there was a massive opportunity for everybody to have their mind focused on these high-level observations, and you could have bought into the stock market. You could have bought into crypto. You would have tripled your money, right? You could have been rich. But what was you doing at that time? Being in fear, stress, anxiety, what I call the sad, when we really supposed to get mad. Why? That's mobilization, automation, digitization. We live in what they call a zero-cost economy, zero marginal cost. Why? Because my phone may have a fixed bill to it, but for me to blast out to millions of people every month don't cost me nothing. Matter of fact, Instagram paying me for it. I take the knowledge and I give it to the people, right? I'm not trying to show them, say, hey, I'm trying to get you to aspire to some things that you can't afford, and then I want you to value and filter me through these things. Nah. We godly because of what's in our mind and the righteousness that's in our soul. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that wisdom plus wealth equals power. Wisdom plus wealth equals power. He said that in the 70s at the Black Family Day. See, when those who are wise and righteous get them some money, they can fund their mind. And when I can fund my dangerous ideas, then anything is possible. But when I think about the ignorant, get them a little money, and the guys be talking about they're inspired by the niggas. How that makes sense? See, everybody don't want to put in that kind of discipline. people wait till there's another dead black man in the street and then they say, you know what, I'm gonna get political with him for a second because I'm emotionally charged by death instead of life. See, that's the difference between me and my brothers that I rock with in a way that we build, because we think about charging people life while they living. We're not thinking about becoming reactionary. We interact with the opportunities and we let everybody else react to our success. See, the difference between a low-level observer and a high-level observer, a low-level observer is controlled by what they see, and a high-level observer controls what they see. See, the 1%, they high-level observers, they control what the poor see. See, the truest wealth gap is between those who don't know and those who do, between ignorance and knowledge. And when we want to talk about social distancing, that true social distance that just happened this year, guess what? That was between the rich and the poor. We said it's the biggest wealth transfer in history. What does that mean? A beautiful, nice, poetic way to say the rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer, and you missing out. It's a lot of people made their pivot and everybody want to talk about, look, I made my money this year. I did good, but so what? How did that benefit your people? Did we buy some land? So we can look at the three industries or three institutions that historically have never served our best interests, but consistently we indoctrinate the youth into that as if it's a ritual of success. The banking industry, go get you a bank account. Right? The educational industry, go to college, get you a degree. And then we look at the government. Vote, 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 and your freedom go come. Obama ran on hope. Right, Donald Trump ran on fear. And Joe Biden ran on both. What's that gonna do for us? Nothing at all. But instead of going to the banks, we can do self-banking. We can get into life insurance and the infinite banking systems. Because we know that the dollar ain't worth nothing. We know that America is in debt, and the greatest debt holders of America is black America. Why? Because they owe us for 400 years of slavery. More than China, more than Japan, more than anybody else. They owe us. But we happy because they put, you know, Kamala Harris and a black woman in the... But where the black men? Because this is about black family. So we ain't accepting no Trojan horses as if that's progress. No, we got to see it in front of us. You know what I'm talking about? See, as a man like myself, I'm not about to go allocate my thought process to ask somebody else to govern my mental. Because if I can govern it for myself, then I can be my own solution. For the next 4 years, how about y'all rock with us? How about y'all allow us to give you the game and the tools and the keys that you need to unlock the doors and play how you supposed to, as we supposed to move about America? How you correct your status and understand your paperwork. You understand me? Well, you ain't got to worry about the government, because what he do, promise you some money? Some equity? Well, we can give you the skill set to do that. And that's a promise. It's not a if, a maybe, a but. We not politicians coming to lie to you for your vote. We ain't trying to give you no hope. We trying to give you the game so you don't need to hope and rely on nobody else. And then we look at the education system, and we know that the education system is a huge institution. But right now, the students are complaining because they said, why the hell would I pay a full tuition price for a few Zoom classes without the college experience that I've been sold on? So now the racket is up. Because what they did is they gave you a public education so you can become a public servant to the institutions. So that after high school, you're going to want to go to college, because then we know that the poor and impoverished got to go and get them a loan. So therefore, the bank takes that loan. Right? And we know that debt is slavery, so they made you a slave into their institution. When we've been teaching people without a debt how to make us take some time, dedicate themselves, go through a mental transformation, because ain't nothing easy, learn a skill that can pay them for the rest of their life and that they can pass on to others, such as futures and stocks. And my good brother Chris Cole brought 10 years of experience teaching people on this internet, this phone. But yet we've been going to schools and they ain't even give us that education. We got people with master degrees. And they got to come to somebody who have no degree to teach them how to get out of their debt because they went to school to get a degree. Now tell me if that makes any sense to you. But guess what? This digital space, we got a massive opportunity where we can take this over. They want to put the vaccine in your arm. Private education is a way to go. It's seeming they forcing your hand. Look at this dollar. Dollar ain't worth nothing. Everybody got they dollars out. They little cash. As my brother Chris Cole says, cash is trash. Right? We know the inflation rate. We know that the bank saving interest rate ain't enough to beat inflation. So where are we supposed to be putting our money? In the Asian community, it's easy for them to be like, you know what? No, we go put our money in gold. Why? Because it's a storehouse. It's a security for the value. Our purchasing power can maintain there. But you got to look at currencies and countries. What countries outside of America you can invest in different industries to store your money? What currencies is coming up, right? Is it going to be the digital one, crypto, Ethereum? Have you studied any of these things to where you know anything about it? Or are you just living in your bubble of a world, hoping things get better, praying that Jesus come back down and save the whole world? That's your plan? Right? I was always taught, do for self. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the most successful black leader of all time because of his results. And that's just a non-debatable fact. He was a redeemer and a reformer of people. Not only did he tell us to do for self, he built up the institutions, gave the people the jobs, created the markets. So now if we look at our ancestors, who are we not to do and carry on their legacy? Who are we not to take that torch and build it further, especially when now we got the means and the access? We got to create a social internet to where I ain't got to go to Google. I'm going to go to my brother for these reflections. He going to give me the access because he got access to information and knowledge that I don't have. I got access to information and knowledge he don't have. And it'd be very expensive if we have to go through the same process of obtaining that. So why not I just give him access when access is the new wealth? He can give me the game on stock. I give him the game on insurance. He give me the game on real estate. He tell me where I'm gonna buy the land. He tell me about the taxes. He tell me about the put options, right? He tell me about different ways to qualify myself to really be a man to manage all my affairs without having to depend on nobody else but myself, to where I can be assertive, I can command, I can be willful, I can put in that work so I can be deserving of a black family. When we talk about protecting the black women, well, first, you got to be a man to do that. You got to know how to protect yourself. You have to be qualified. You got to be trained physically, spiritually, financially. If a crash come, how you going to protect your family? It ain't just about physical control. It ain't about physical just protection. Nah, the crash come, you don't have multiple streams of income. You know that if you die today trying to go protect your woman, what's your child going to do? What's she going to do? You got your life insurance set up, you got your will set up, you got your trust, you got your estate. See, somebody got to talk to us so we can get our affairs together. There should be a checklist of everything that Black America can do to say, I'm qualified to build wealth for generations to come. And we all walk around and say, you know what? Instead of celebrating at the club our failures, because that's what we do, the club is the most dangerous place in America. We go there alone, drunk, with strangers, because we live a lifestyle that we're trying to escape. So we celebrating our failures in life, not our victories. We're not celebrating the fact that, look, I just got a trademark, I just got a patent, right? I just built a seven-figure business. I just got my trust together. I just got my estate together. We're not celebrating things like that, getting our affairs together. We celebrating the fact, look, man, I'm stressed. I work at this damn job. I don't know what I'm gonna do. My girl just left me, baby mama tripping, all kind of different crazy stuff. And until we start having something to celebrate, we need to stay out these places and learn how to sacrifice. See, the moment we learn how to sacrifice, sacrifice is a currency to buy the life you want. See, a legend is an energy that never dies. What kind of work are you putting into your legacy? What kind of work are you producing today that the future generations gonna be reading upon, gonna be watching the things that you did in 2020 and said, Pops, Moms, you was twerking all day. Pops, you was at the club popping bottles, showing off the cars. And at the same time, y'all didn't see the massive opportunities that existed. So now we got to do what y'all was supposed to do in a time where the opportunity was even greater. I just want to ask you this question. Do you even care? Most of us think we do, but oftentimes it's only a tragedy. See, we got a massive opportunity right now, today, that we can look ourselves in the eye, look ourselves in the mirror, and ask us, are we doing everything possible to secure our future, to meet our goals, to build wealth? Are we waiting for our next excuse so we can blame somebody else? The 1% wealth standard is just that. I want to make you one of the 1%. They say some people can't do things. Well, the 1% can. Some people don't make 7 figures a year. 1% does. Some people don't understand this information and knowledge that'll make you a god out here. That's that 1% talk. You know what I'm talking about? That 1% wealth standard is for those who want to gain control in the world and want to take grip of their own destiny. Or you can continue to be a boy. But over here, we teach men how to become gods. Tap in.
1 in 7 wallets are owned by women. There's not enough women in cryptocurrency. A lot of women talk about being independent and not depending on a man, or finding themselves in situations to where they are financially oppressed. But cryptocurrency allows women to be able to take the power in their own hands, to be able to utilize a simple skill set and start making money on a daily basis. You can be a mother, you can be a part-time employee, and you can still trade cryptocurrency by following the market and being part of a growing community. I don't want to see the next generation of women left behind because they didn't tap in and interact with this opportunity. That's why I created Infinite Wealth Strategies. It's infinite wealth, but you need a strategy in order to get you some. Make sure you tap in today, use promo code WOMAN, and take control of your future. It's waiting for you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.